A small peach becomes a big bean. The last time that Princess Peach had anything to do with the Bean Kingdom, it had been due to being cursed with the rather horrible misfortune of having a literal explosive voice. Now that some time had passed, her vocal cords had been healed, and the dust had settled with the defeat of the witch Cacalata and the hands of the Mario Bros, Princess Peach felt that it was high time that she try to help smooth out relations once more. She had discussed the idea of having a party together with Queen Bean almost an entire month in advance, and, fortunately for her, the robust matriarch of the Bean Kingdom sounded to be more than thrilled with the idea of inviting Peach to her castle for a gathering. Princess Peach had the airship prepared, the supplies brought on board, and when all was said and done, after making sure that the Mario Bros would be able to protect the kingdom during her absence, Princess Peach took off to go and meet with Queen Bean herself. The trip itself was a rather peaceful one, but as she went along, Princess Peach could not help but start to consider what she might do when she met the Queen. Could she possibly be the one that would drive the conversation? Or would it be Queen Bean who would take the helms? She certainly had a powerful personality, as large as her own body happened to be.
"Princess Peach, so wonderful to see you again!" Queen Bean proclaimed as soon as she was able to lay her eyes upon the other hand.
She was still just as massive as since the princess had last seen her, maybe even larger than that. With one enormous and fat-laden arm, Queen Bean grabbed Princess Peach by draping it around the back of her head and pulling her in close for a hug. Princess Peach didn't quite have the time necessary to prepare herself for the embrace, only getting her arms outward halfway before colliding, rather hard, face first into Queen Bean's enormous stomach. Queen Bean had always been a large, large woman, which supposedly worked well with her large personality. But it seemed very overwhelming and even unnecessary to Princess Peach, who was much daintier by default. Queen Bean's huge stomach shook and swayed with every intake of breath and every guffaw. Her stomach slapped against the smaller woman's head so much that she almost thought she was about to pass out from a concussion. The little bean soldiers who oversaw the two said nothing at all, whereas the toads accompanying Peach feared for the safety of their leader, almost about ready to protest on her behalf. However, Peach did not want them to. She needed to go through many difficulties to be a proper princess, and if that meant also dealing with people who were so boisterous as this, then that was what she had to do.
"Why don't you come along with me? We should start by getting you something tasty to eat! A recipe of our home country!" Queen Bean said, forcibly ushering the other woman along in the castle.
The toads were forced to go through another route, one where they would likely be inspected for any signs of weapons or other unknown objects before being able to go through the main gates. Princess Peach shook her head as politely as she could manage.
"I think I would rather discuss about the past events that have been going on between our two nations in the last..."
"Oh, nonsense! That sort of boring, underwhelming political jibber-jabber can always be saved for another day, can it? I think we should focus on the good things in life first and foremost. For me, that's having my fill and being able to rest it off while letting everyone else do all the hard work for me. What about you, Peach?"
I don't know if I would necessarily ever do something like that."
"Nonsense, nonsense! Come on and have some fun for once. I want this to be a grand old time between us. I've been thinking about it over and over for a real long time, and I think I've finally come up with a good way for us to help create a true bond between our countries. I think we should enjoy ourselves a nice meal first, though."
If you say so,"
Peach gulped. She wished she could take some time to chat and enjoy tea on the side first before jumping right into dinner. But then again, she was a guest, and Queen Bean seemed adamant on the idea, so there was only so much she could do to try and turn down the offer anymore. When Princess Peach was whisked away into the dining hall, she was shocked to discover that Queen Bee had already had quite the large feast put together for the two of them to indulge in. There was a variety of grand dishes on display, most of them a bright lime green color to go along with the theme of the kingdom themselves. There were tall pillars of cheese and bread sitting atop some kind of strange green goo, and even a four-layered cake of the same garish color. Princess Peach gulped. She had always been sure to eat her vegetables ever since she was a child, but she did not know if she could handle so many beans at once. However, she'd not even get the chance to consider trying anything in the first place, as she was taken to one specific spot right beside Queen's Bee's enormous gold plate throne. Princess Peach was literally lifted up into the air by the queen and placed down into the chair.
What is this?
She cried out. Queen Bee smiled from ear to ear, revealing her enormous teeth hidden behind her plump, purple lips. It's called the Queen's Bee.
Queen's Bee?
Princess Peach finally saw what exactly the Queen's Bee was when the plate was lowered down in front of her. It was nothing as extravagant as the previous couple of dishes she had seen beforehand, but instead, it was simply a massive bean, clearly grown to be multiple times the size of a normal bean, bigger than her own head it was even. Princess Peach gasped. She could not have been actually expected to eat something like this, was she? However, when she looked back and forth between Queen Bean and the Queen's Bean, seeing the look of jubilation on the heavy woman's face proved that this was all very much for real. Instead of feeling bad for Princess Peach, or even sympathizing with her in the slightest, Queen Bee recognized that fearful expression, and instead, she burst out laughing at the top of her lungs. When she slapped Peach on the back, she did so with nearly enough force to knock the princess headfirst into the table. Princess Peach had to reach up and readjust her crown as it had begun to tilt over.
Princess Peach, you must think it's pretty funny that I name a dish after me. But trust me, the Queen's Bean has been around a lot longer than I've ever been the Queen Bean.
I do suppose that name was a little curious.
Although, really, that was the last thing to linger on Princess Peach's mind at the time. Queen Bean tapped the side of the table with a pudgy finger.
Why don't you go ahead and give it a taste? It's actually quite hard to prepare the Queen's Bean, you know. It takes about 3 weeks and 3 days of near-constant preparation to ensure that it's made correctly. We don't make it very often. In fact, I've only ever eaten about 2 in all of my years as Queen. No outside of the Bean Kingdom has ever eaten the Queen's Bean either. In fact, it is only served to those of the pure-blood royal family. I wanted to have them prepare the Queen's Bean for you, Princess Peach, because I want to show you just how willing I am to help form relations with your country. It's a gift from me to you, Princess Peach. Please don't take it the wrong way. I only want to give you something delicious to enjoy.
What? Is that true?
Yes, it is. The Queen's Bean is a royal delicacy. It represents the kingdom itself in its purest form. Anyone who is marrying from outside of the royal family must eat this bean to prove that they are worthy of becoming a part of our lineage. I wanted to give you a chance to experience that. Trust me, while this might seem like some sort of silly act or some kind of joke, this is all very much a serious thing for both of us right now. I am offering you the very highest gift that I could possibly give.
Princess Peach had been initially prepared to protest having to eat such a grotesquely oversized bean, but now, she could not bring herself to dare speak those words. To think that Queen Bee would have something like that prepared just for her, it was actually rather touching. Princess Peach had been willing to go quite a length to establish a strong connection with the Bean Kingdom, but it seems that, much to her dismay, she had failed to consider that Queen Bee herself may have wanted that just as much as she did, too. Princess Peach did not think that she could rightfully turn down the bean anymore. Not after that. Instead, she started to reach for her fork and knife with a look of grim determination on her face. Queen Bee continued to smile proudly. She was so happy that the princess was willing to accept her offering after all.
So, do you want to give it a bite? Find out how it tastes?
Oh, right now? Really?
Yes, please, I insist! It would be of great relief for me to know that the Queen's Bean came out cooked to perfection for you, Princess Peach. I also want to taste it just as good as it had done for me when I first ate it. It's thanks to that Queen's Bean that I'm even half of the woman that I am today. Without it, I would not be standing here beside you as a ruler. It's going to make you a stronger person, Peach. You'll be invincible. So please, give it a try. No, as a matter of fact, you need to clean your plate.
Princess Peach gulped. Queen Bean sure knew how to pile on the pressure. Peach tried to take a swallow of air, But when she did so, she did not realize just how intense it would feel in the walls of her throat. It felt like she had just swallowed a stone in the center of her throat. She did not actually have enough hunger in her to even feel driven to take a bite. Yet, she did not think that Queen Bean would stop looking at her until she took at least one nibble. Princess Peach tried her best to remain calm as she slowly picked up both her fork and her knife. She took her knife at the bean and she tried to cut off a small chunk, right near the tip, to see what would happen when she did so. She breathed in, breathed out, and she brought the knife closer until the tip came into contact with it. The bean itself was actually rather easy to cut open. Steam gushed from the interior. Princess Peach shook a little as she brought that piece of bean up toward her open mouth. She sank her teeth into it, and suddenly, she was overcome with an incredible flavor. She had eaten beans before in her life, of course she had, but they had never been so sweet, so juicy, so succulent as this particular bean was. It was like sinking her teeth into a massive vegetable steak. Her eyes grew twice as wide, nearly enough to pop out of their sockets. Queen Bean let out a sharp guffaw in response to witnessing the other woman's reaction to the bean. But she did not say anything else, as she wished to stand by and allow Princess Peach's thorough enjoyment of the meal be its own reward. Princess Peach tried her very best to keep taking bite after bite, but she did so with a good amount of gusto along the way. She wanted to be able to keep eating and enjoying this delicious meal for what it was. Worrying about political talk, discussing trade negotiations, and everything else she had intended to do before eating were now forgotten in the wake of such a marvelous bean for her to consume. Princess Peach had never been much of a big eater, mostly for the sake of her figure, but indulging in the occasionally sweet to satisfy her cravings, but right now, she felt like she might be able to consume it all and then some. Queen Bean kept standing watch. She had two of the guards, with a silent gesture, move over so they could block the doorway in case of any potential escape. Princess Peach was too preoccupied with her bean to notice this. As she kept eating, though, she did notice one thing that began to change, and that was the state of her fullness. Her stomach started to get rather tight and orb-like as it expanded itself to contain the bean. Princess Peach stopped to moan a little, gently brushing the fingertips of her left hand over her growing stomach. She didn't think she'd eaten so much already to get so swollen and bloated, but this bean was massive, bigger than anything she'd eaten before, so maybe it wasn't necessarily too surprising. With the pain prevailing inside of her, Princess Peach could feel an unsettling sensation start to bubble up from deep inside. It was steadily crawling its way upward, through her stomach, through her chest, and up along the length of her throat. She didn't want to have let it out, but she feared that she would have to. She tried to quickly apologize for what would be considered rather rude behavior. But before she could say a single extra word, the belch came flying out from her lips like a blast of a cannon. Peach jumped in her seat. Queen Bean laughed. "That's right! Let it out! Don't even think about holding it in! The Queen's Bean tends to make a person gassy, believe it or not! It's all the part of the process of being able to enjoy it." Princess Peach groaned. She felt a twinge of tightness in the bottom of her stomach again. It was as if her dress was digging into her even more. But she feared to look down, not wanting to have to witness what she was likely to see. She kept eating regardless. As she did, the tightness around her stomach did not cease, but instead, it continued to escalate. What she had hoped would have been only one belch quickly escalated into two, and then three, and then four, and so on and so forth, as the gas rapidly spilled out of her in droves. She was producing more gas than she could have ever conceivably wanted to, or thought that she could in nearly all of her life. As the gas rapidly became more frequent, Princess Peach felt something begin to occur down below. The tightness in her stomach, the tightness of her dress, started to become almost unbearable for her to deal with any longer. She wanted to rip her dress off just so that she could get some relief for herself. Queen Bean chuckled again at Princess Peach's obvious discomfort. "Do you want me to help you out there? Do you want me to feed you? Come on, you know that you're just getting started! Princess Peach, don't tell me that you're actually beginning to feel full when you've only managed to eat half of the bean so far!" Princess Peach hastily shook her head in reply.
No, not exactly. I'm still going at it strong.
Princess Peach ate some more, but now she was starting to feel the bloat really begin to come on. It was like she was inflating, slowly but surely, where she sat. It was not the most comfortable of sensations to overtake her. When she burped again, suddenly she was surprised by the sound of something loudly ripping from below. She finally glanced down and discovered, with a great shock, that her stomach had literally burst through her dress, causing holes to open up all over and loose, soft, pale flab was pouring through the cracks. She could not wrap her mind how she had gotten so big. Maybe she had gotten stuffed, but how she'd have gotten all this soft blubber on her body was completely unknown to her. Peach started breathing in heavily, panting out loud as her breath slipped from her lungs. She had been so shocked that it literally left her breathless. Queen Bean pat her on her shoulder, forcing another belch to come flying out of her mouth. Princess Peach groaned. This was not the way things were supposed to be. She was getting fat, very fat, if her stomach was any indication. She could tell that her breasts and her arms and even her face had gotten fuller since she had started eating this queen's bean, too.
What's happening to me?
Peach stammered, before letting out another belch, which made more of her dress shred itself in the wake of her burgeoning body.
Ho 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 ho! Well, that's what happens when you eat the queen's bean. It tends to make you a little gassy, which then makes you a little fat.
Is this some sort of curse?
Peach cried out. Despite her panic, she still helped herself to another bite of the bean anyway. It was so good that it was so hard to just ignore it.
No, not a curse. It's all part of the recipe. Like I said, eating this bean helped me make the woman I am today. It got me to be large and in change, literally. I'm doing this for your benefit, Peach, to help ensure a new relationship between our kingdoms. And that's not all either.
That's not all?
Peach groaned. Her stomach felt like it was going crazy inside, like a maelstrom of unprecedented strength was trying to burst out through her guts and her walls. She felt like she was being pumped full of this gas by some other unknown source. But alas, it was all being formed directly inside her own stomach. Peach had to stop eating the bean for a moment to grasp both hands around her surging abdomen. Her belly was so soft and squishy, barely any hardness present in it anymore. It was like the bean was immediately digesting and turning into fat as soon as it hit her digestive acids. Princess Peach moaned, and then she belched, and then again and again, feeling herself grow larger with each expelling of gas. Her stomach started to grow so large and heavy that the princess had to spread her legs open to let it rest in between them. She was getting humongous, maybe too large for her to even stand on her own 2 feet anymore. Princess Peach began whining, and then she ate some more. She could not stop herself.
No, I don't want to.
Come on, Peach, this is for your own good. Holding yourself back all the time is not going to do anything for you but give you a lot of unnecessary stress. You need to relax, let yourself grow, and grow big and beautiful like you're meant to be. Don't hold yourself back anymore. There's no reason to be afraid.
Princess Peach was, however, very much afraid, and she wished that she could stop this rapid growth of her body before anything too damaging could take place. Yet it kept going and going. She could feel like something else was starting to take place too. Even when her stomach became bigger than a beach ball, it was still struggling to rip open her entire dress, as some strands of fabric were still valenting, hanging on for dear life. When Peach belched again, even those came undone. Her stomach slapped against her knees, and the entire thing literally bounced up and down, as if it were a tidal wave in the midst of motion. Peach could hardly even see the bean or the dining table over the intrusive view of her own stomach anymore. Then, she noticed something very strange. Her skin was starting to darken in color.
What?
Aw, now there's the next part! You know, the queen's bean is supposed to help make you fat, but there's still a lot more to it than that! You're going to become a proper bean woman in no time. It's all part of building relations between us. I'm helping you out, Peach, and you're going to be so thankful for me when all this is said and done.
Princess Peach squealed and also belched as her skin turned darker and darker until she realized it was becoming a rather slimy-looking shade of green. That coloration flowed from her stomach and covered the remainder of her body all at once. Then her hair started to change in odd ways, too. Her hair became much more frizzy and puffy, almost afro-like, losing that sleek and silky texture that her locks once had. Then, the color of her hair began to alter, going from the bright sunny blonde to a garish purple, similar to Queen Bean's own hair. Princess Peach could hardly believe what was happening to her. She felt like she was being overwhelmed with the raging heat inside of her tummy. As her stomach kept jostling and jiggling on her lap and beyond, her body continued to morph to fit the new appearance being forced onto her by the effects of the Queen's Bean. Princess Peach's lips started to shape themselves into a pucker against her will. Then, they swelled to such a puffy size that could not unpucker them, no matter how much she may have wanted to. Peach felt completely helpless, as round as a bell, and only able to move if she were rolled around like one too. She felt so big, and yet, so hungry.